May the Lord give you his courage, wisdom, and stamina. May he teach you to keep his holy name and use it in all situations. Amen. Please listen to the video just before this one because it has a lot of information that this one doesn't have. The name of that video is The Great Awakening. What is it? Please listen to that video to get a background on this message because it laid the groundwork. My dear ones, I'm going to begin with the good news. If you know Jesus and are born again and have deep and true faith, be confident that there is nothing in this universe, man, animal, ET, disease, comets, lava, tsunamis, etc., that can resist a command spoken in absolute confidence, in the name of Jesus Christ, stop. Or be gone, cease and desist, be bound, etc. No created thing can resist his power. The challenge is to speak those words with total conviction that what you have commanded is his will and that you are convinced of the power of his name. But it is important to remember that first you must have a born again into the family of God experience with him. Then you have the privilege of using his name. Just to illustrate that point, a newly born again Christian was on a hike in Montana with his Christian friend. I've told this story before. And all of a sudden they were charged by a female grizzly bear, which had cubs off in the grass that they didn't see. Before he even knew what he was doing, he shouted, "In the name of Jesus, stop." And she stopped, turned to the side, and walked away. He had just received Jesus as his Savior, but that was enough to give him the authority to stop a charging grizzly. I want you to remember this in case you have any encounters with extraterrestrials. And I know I've told the story many times over about sitting outside and seeing a spacecraft in the trees, not very far from our house at night. And without even thinking, I said, "Deliver us from evil." And it disappeared totally. And I think it was the Holy Spirit speaking through me because I didn't even think of it. It just happened. Okay. In John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. That's Matthew 17:20. Truly I tell you, Jesus replied, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, "Be lifted up and thrown into the sea," it will happen. And that's Matthew 21:21. The Lord could not be more explicit, more clear, that those things created must submit to the name of Jesus when spoken in absolute faith. I'm not going to draw a line here and say, well, yeah, I mean, you can curse a tree and it'll wither, but I don't know about a tsunami. No, nothing is impossible for God. Surely, if the Lord could part the Red Sea for the Israelites to escape certain death, then close it up again to destroy all their enemies, he can stop a tsunami if it is within his will to do so. Being in relationship with the Lord gives you insight into what his will is. If you ask something that is within his will, he will do it. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. I'm building you up, family, because those of you who are staying behind, you will need the power of his name to stop horrendous creatures from targeting you. Now, I will tell you what you can expect. But first, I want to qualify this. There is no such thing as a benevolent extraterrestrial. No such thing. It is commonly believed that when Satan fell from the third heaven, he took with him one third of the angels. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns on his head and 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. Now war rose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who's called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." That's in Revelation. I believe the technologies extraterrestrials have given to man on this earth are a Trojan horse for their one and only agenda, to make everyone on earth worship Satan and totally destroy every man, woman, and child, taking them down to hell with them. But let's cut to the quick here. There is God, and there is a created angel who fell with a third of the angels. His name was Lucifer, but is now Satan. And Isaiah talks about this in 14:14. "Your pomp has been brought down to Sheol, along with the music of your harps. Maggots are your bed, and worms your blanket. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the ground, O destroyer of nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will make myself like the Most High.'" It's Isaiah 14. 2 Thessalonians 2. "He will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called god or object of worship. So he will seat himself in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God." And going on after the 72 had returned with joy, the disciples who Jesus sent out, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." So he told them, "I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy." That includes ETs, guys. "Nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." It's Luke 10. And then Psalm 91:13. "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet." So I was pondering some of these facts tied to the appearance of aliens and was really struggling to understand how all the pieces fit, especially because there's different times and seasons here. And some things have happened in the past are very similar to what's being told about the future. And my sweet Jesus, in his mercy, intercepted my thoughts and reached out to me. How good he is. Jesus began to speak. I know you're confused, beloved. First, you must understand that the symbolism in Scripture can be applied to many different layers of civilization, in many different layers of time, and at the same time have dual meanings, and they tend to repeat themselves. For instance, there have been many antichrists. Consider Nero and Caligula, Hitler and many others. They could all be described as antichrists. I could go on and on, but rather than make this message unbearably long, let's stick to the topic. You are correct when you realized that the demon aliens will be cast down to the earth and they will make a showing by filling the skies. It is true that encounters have been steadily occurring and continue to happen. Governments have entered into agreements with them, giving them permission to abduct and use the people of the earth to complete their experiments, to create lookalikes and clones for their demons to inhabit. But I recently heard that President Trump did not renew the treaty with the Greys, and they are presently being escorted out of the solar system. Even the tunnels that are being blown up in the underground cities also have a very high gray population in some areas. The crux of the matter is Satan's lust for power, dominion, and worship first. The secondary matter is the desire to destroy humankind and the earth because of insatiable jealousy. This is why his hatred is so hot. He despises men because they are loved by us, meaning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He despises the earth because it was created beautiful by us, for mankind. He cannot touch us, but he can hurt our creation and the ones we love, and in doing so, hurt us. So his agenda is double-sided. One, get man to worship him, and two, destroy man and the earth. He thinks that by giving man superior technologies, things that only the higher angels understand, he can then present himself as God and receive worship. You were correct when you said there is no such thing as a good extraterrestrial or alien. They are all demons who have created body suits of different kinds to exploit those of the earth, who we created and gave a spirit from the very heart of the Father, and they will try to convince you of their benevolence. And on that note, you know, the good cop, bad cop scenario. They're both police officers, but one's nice and sympathetic, and the other one's a hardcore. These fallen angels and demons, they can play games with your head. So you think, oh, these are the good ones and those are the bad ones. Oh, and here come the really good ones who are going to put the whole thing to rest. No, it's not like that. It's a deception. It's a direct deception. They're all on the same team. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may be led astray from your simple and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims a Jesus other than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it way too easily. He's chiding the Corinthians there because they're allowing themselves to get off track. He continues, but I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to undercut those who want an opportunity to be regarded as our equals in the things of which they boast. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. They have taken what we've created and re-engineered it to make bodies for demon entities to inhabit. The supposed federations of light, etc., are highly intelligent fallen angels, and the lesser demons in body suits, according to their levels in Satan's kingdom. Pleiadians, Venusians, tall whites, hybrids, appearing as human as well as grays, are all spirit beings from the demonic realm who rebelled against the Father and were cast out of heaven. They have been cast out of the third heaven, soon to be cast out of the second heaven, and will make a show of grand force being cast down to earth. This is how the great deception will manifest. Saucers and other spacecraft will fill the skies. They will invite the foolish to step into their vehicles. And here, Ezekiel had a dream about this. His guardian angel prevented him with good reason. He started to walk towards one of the crafts because he loves to fly. And his guardian angel appeared in front of him and said, "No, don't go in there." So he turned around and came back. It was a very vivid dream he had years ago. "My people," Jesus continued, "you are to have nothing to do with these demons posing as highly evolved beings. Their knowledge is highly evolved because they are angels, but their motives are your destruction. Have nothing to do with them. I repeat, have nothing to do with them. Use my name to make them leave. That will show you exactly what you need to know about their real nature. These supposedly beautiful creatures of a higher order, of even a higher moral order, are in essence just rebellious angels that will be cast down to earth, forbidden access to the second heaven where they have dwelt for millennia, using mind and energy control, enlisting support from ambitious men, deceiving, manipulating, giving superior technology in the hopes of winning the trust and favor of man, so that Satan may finally have the adoration of humankind made in God's image, thereby fulfilling his desire to be honored above God." In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul talks about this. "With all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false." And here I just want to say that I believe the one thing that saved me from the New Age is that I only wanted the truth. I couldn't settle for anything that I didn't know was absolutely the truth. So when the Holy Spirit so graciously revealed the difference between my New Age deities and the one true and living God, I was totally convinced that it was the truth. And once more, the fruits of following him led me right into the perfect will of God and the greatest state of fulfillment I could have ever dreamt of for my life. There is no feeling like knowing you are living in God's perfect will. And Jesus continued, "When they see me coming on the clouds of heaven, this deception will be broken, and they will see the truth as it is, not as they would have it to be. Those who do not know me will worship him. In that way, his lust for power will be satisfied. That is, until I come and put him in his wretched place, the lake of fire, for 1,000 years. Scripture has warned you, the coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the working of Satan with every kind of power, sign, and false wonder, and with every wicked deception directed against those who are perishing, because they refuse the love of truth that would have saved them. For this reason, God will send them a powerful delusion so that they believe the lie, in order that judgment may come upon all who have disbelieved the truth and delighted in wickedness." That's 2 Thessalonians 2. "My people, these new technologies, Tesla, medbeds, free energy, 5D consciousness, are all part of the universe I created. And these angels having understanding of such things, are going to try and convince you that these are part of their higher consciousness and their God connection that is more highly evolved than yours. The fallen ones are members of that universe with the ability to see how it works and manipulate it to their nefarious ends. They will use these technologies as a Trojan horse, as I'd mentioned in the other message, to offer souls another faith powerful with signs and wonders to deceive even the elect if that were possible. That's a quote from scripture. What I am saying is that the inventions themselves are neutral and even good. However, the ones who have brought these to you are demonic beings and fallen angels. Lord, what is this galactic federation of light? Jesus continued, you have found one of the many expressions of this supposedly new spiritual movement. Do remember that before Satan fell, he was called Lucifer, the light bearer. This is the great deception I speak about in the scriptures. And 2 Thessalonians 2:10 this time, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. Jesus continued, I hope this paints a clearer picture for you, my love. I know how you have struggled with this and still smell the rat. And now I'm explaining it in such a way so that all heart dwellers will understand. The technology is wonderful. Those who gave it to you, again, have only your destruction in mind. They are not coming to Earth because they ran out of resources in their own galaxies. They're coming to Earth because they're being forced here by my angels. They are being thrown out of the second heavens and down to Earth because this is the time of the great cleansing that must take place first before I come and set all things right. I am gathering them together and will send them to the lake of fire. And the government will be on my shoulders, not the supposed Galactic Federation of Light, which is only a cover for Satan's nefarious agendas. This scenario appeals to the intellectual who is inclined to the spiritual mysteries, seeking the wisdom of the unseen world, and does not smack of fundamentalism, which is perceived as unsophisticated and provincial. Oh, my dear ones, this is one of the hardest messages I've ever had to give you. I am warning you of the great deception that is about to fall upon all of mankind. It has already established itself in the New Age community and been called the Great Awakening, the 5D world, and in the 60s, the Age of Aquarius. But now it is fully structured and fleshed out and about to entrap the people of Earth. Dear ones, pray for their eyes to be opened. Pray for deliverance. Pray that you will continue to stand during the trial. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. That's Jude 1. Also in scripture, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy, spiritual intellectualism, and empty deceit, according to human tradition and metaphysical learning. That's my addition. According to the elemental spirits of the world and not according to Christ. That's in Colossians 2:8. In other words, do not fall for those who say they are enlightened by Christ-like beings, the ascended masters, as they are referred to, and have no need of salvation through me. Revelation 12, starting at verse 9, when the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth. And his angels were thrown down with him. In other words, he and his angels were forced from the second heaven. Some might disagree with me, citing the rebellion in heaven, the third heaven, but remember that one passage of Scripture can be applied in all truth to different time periods and still be true. Continuing, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders that would deceive even the elect if that were possible. So be on your guard. I have told you everything in advance. It's Mark 13. My dear ones, there are going to be spectacular displays of the supernatural that will inspire awe and wonder. They will be so powerful that people will fall for them, hook, line, and sinker. Just remember, these signs can be created by interdimensional beings, manipulating energies, just like holographic images suspended in the air. Only those with keen discernment will recognize the ruse. And one thing more, those who have appealed to the Blessed Virgin Mary, one of the great cloud of witnesses, for intercession, and have followed her example of humility, docility, and purity, will be very close to her, and because of that closeness, will be quicker to spot the deception than those that do not have a relationship with heaven and the great cloud. And for this, please see the teachings the Lord gave me about the role of Mary as delineated by the scriptures. The link to that is in the description box for this video. Nebula is one of the words, and you have to look up alphabetically the teachings. Or you can do that on the website. We have a search page on the website that will also do it. In any case, Mary knows his son, and she knows the imposters. Lord, have you anything more to say? Jesus continued, my bride, I adore you, and our day is coming. Truly it is. Stay prepared. Keep watch, and even now, return to your first love if you've been led off into distractions. Return to me, beloved. I wait for you. Return to me. Because of your intimacy with me, you will survive this attempt to worship another God. There is no God but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, working as one, yet distinctly separate in nature. And I took on your human nature and the limitations you live in and gave up my body to torture just to have you. Please do not ever forget that. And do not forget I hold you tenderly in the utter purity of my eternal arms. And you shall never lack for my love. Open your eyes to my presence and this love that has no limits. Rest in my arms, rest in my words, rest in my promises, and have confidence we are one heart, one mind, and one body in me, Jesus Christ,